Leading academics have called on universities to stop accepting research funding from the fossil fuel industry, even when the research is aimed at developing green technology. The letter is signed by more than 500 academics, including former President Mary Robinson, multiple IPCC authors, Nobel Peace Prize recipients and university chancellors. And the UN Secretary General has said the rush to use fossil fuels because of the war in Ukraine is madness and threatens global climate targets. Dr. Hannah Daly is lecturer in sustainable energy at University College Cork. And Dr. Daly, if we look first at these remarks from the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, who is saying really the situation in Ukraine threatens to make the problem of rising emissions even worse. Is it, in your view, time to put it up to Putin and to switch away from dependency on Russian fossil fuels?
Yes, it's not just Russian fossil fuels we need to transition away from. It's all fossil fuels, really. And Guterres's speech comes at a time when governments are scrambling to react to these huge spikes in energy prices seen in recent weeks following the war in Ukraine. And he's warning about the insanity of a knee-jerk reaction to this crisis, which will prolong our addiction to fossil fuels. So since Ukraine was invaded by Russia, the EU has spent 17 billion euros on Russian fossil fuels, oil, gas and coal, kind of showing how addicted we are to these fossil fuels. Now, Guterres points to the failed promise as well of a green recovery from COVID-19. Emissions last year were the highest ever on record, while they need to actually fall as quickly as possible. So every ton of carbon dioxide that's emitted to the atmosphere contributes to permanent damage to the Earth system. So already we're seeing unprecedented floods, fires, droughts, which are damaging the Earth systems. And here in Ireland, we're burning more coal and reducing tax on petrol and diesel in response to this energy crisis.
But what's the alternative?
Well, scramble to get.
What's the alternative? You can't just flick a switch and turn it off.
We already have many of the alternatives. So in Ireland here, we're blessed with abundant renewable wind resource. And it's about accelerating the transition to clean energy solutions cheaper than oil, gas and coal, which already exist. Many electric car models are cheaper than the average new car brand sold in Ireland. But at the same time, more than half of our new car sales are oil and petrol and diesel SUVs, which are far more costly to run, which are far more damaging to the environment than electric cars. And of course, we need to transition generally towards a lower energy demand society. So we're now in a society where every adult needs a private car. Car to get around, but if we transition to a more compact, cities which are easy to walk and cycle, which many cities in Europe are doing now in response to both climate and fossil fuel pressures.
But, aren't we already doing that? Or is your concern here, and indeed the UN Secretary General as well, that the war in Ukraine is actually turning us back towards fossil fuels rather than away from them?
Yes, we have an unprecedented opportunity now when fossil fuel prices are so high to make that structural change and to accelerate that structural change. But there's signals and there's warning signals that some policies will prevent or will delay that transition. So, for example, as I said, subsidising, reducing excise duty on petrol and diesel, burning more coal in Money Point, and so on, and generally reduce bandwidth of energy policymakers. So here is the opportunity to make that structural shift. So if you look back to the 1970s oil crises, some countries, like say Denmark, used the time when oil was four times more expensive because of the oil crisis to invest in district heating and renewables, and now they're in a much better position to decarbonize their economy. And people who are not dependent on fossil fuels now feel that much less in their energy bills and the cost of living.
Are you suggesting, though, that the government should not be giving a leg up or a handout to people to help them to cope with the rising costs?
The government should absolutely be supporting people on the lowest incomes who are dependent on cars, who are dependent on oil to heat their houses. But studies in other countries who have taken the same approach as we have here have shown that most of that subsidy, that public subsidy and the reduction in excise duty, goes to the richest households, people who don't actually need the support. So what the support needs to be is far more targeted. at lowest income houses. The government can't insulate us fully from the cost of from the global oil and gas price hikes. We don't produce oil here. We can't subsidise oil indefinitely.
Just briefly, this letter from the academics mainly aimed at universities in the UK and the US. How dependent are universities for research, research into green energy, on the money they get from the fossil fuel industry?
So the signatories to this letter point to the conflict of interest when universities accept funding from fossil fuel companies. They point to studies which show that industry-funded research yields results which are favourable to the interests of that industry. And they say that it undermines the integrity of research and compromises academic freedom while giving these fossil fuel companies a kind of legitimacy. In Ireland here, I'm not aware of research that is funded by fossil fuel companies, but it really just points to the need, I suppose, for the government to really fund clean energy research and to make sure that that is.
Hannah, we leave it there. The line breaking up a little bit, and apologies for that. That's Dr. Hannah Daly, lecturer in sustainable energy at University College Cork. It's